We are learning from Sukkah Daf Nunam Ralef, and we are beginning Memtesim Abayz, two lines on the bottom, two dots. Said in the Mishnah, Kamaseo Bechoyel Kach Maseo B'Shabbos, that even on Shabbos they did Nisach Hamayim. What they did was they went before Shabbos and they drawed water from the Shiloyach, from the Shiloyach spring, and before Shabbos, and then they put it in the Beis Mikdash until Shabbos morning, and then they transferred it to a keli that was mekudeshes. They used a keli that was not mekudeshes, and then they transferred the keli mekudeshes on Shabbos morning. But the question is, why did they use the keli that is not mekudeshes? That's the Gemara's question. V'amai neisim mekudeshes. Why didn't you take a mekudeshes, a keli that's mekudeshes? And we said on the Mishnah, the reason why we didn't say take a mekudeshes is because it become psolino. The halacha is that anything that's kachim, that goes overnight, is psolino. So the reason why they didn't use the mekudeshes is because psolino. Right now the Gemara thought that there's a concept that yes, shir lamayim, which means that the klishar is only mekadesh something that's royu for it. Now if there's exact shir for nisach hamayim, so only three lug mayim cause mekudeshes. So you have a simple eitza. Just draw more than three lugim, and it won't be mekadeshes. The same thing, there's not a halacha. You have to have das to mekadeshes. Just have das, not to be mekadeshet. So Gemara's question is, just use a keli mekadeshes, don't have das to be mekadeshet, and take more than three lugim. Amaziri, kesavar, awatana holds, ein shir l'mayim. There's no shir for nisach hamayim mederaisa, because it doesn't say in the Torah any shir of the mayim. So any mayim you put in comes with kedushas, and also the klisharis mekadosh lemedas. Also klisharis mekadosh lemedas. The maisi mekadoshas. If you bring a keli that's kadosh already, a keli that's kadosh, it'll be mekadosh the water. The water will become kadosh. If it's lubelina, it'll be possible lina. So therefore, our Mishnah says you take keli not mekadoshas. Why? Because if it'll be mekadoshas, even if you took too much water, and even if you did it shlemedas, it would still be mekadosh. Chizki Omar, that's not a raya that we hold, ain shir lamayim, and klisharis mekatrus lamadas. Chizki Omar, klisharis and mekatrus lamadas. Klisharis are only mekatrus lamadas. So then why are you worried? Just draw the water and have in mind not to mekatrus it. Still, it's xero, xero shem yerim odas iskachu. Someone will see you coming in with a cup of water from overnight, and they know ain shir lamayim, so they're saying, why in the world is it not mekudosh? They don't realize they did it shlo lamadas. Therefore, it's xero. We said that you should not use a mekudeshes because people won't realize you did it shleim das. You really have eitzah to use a keli at mekudeshes, do it shleim das, but it's a gzera, people are not going to realize it. Omrav Yana, Omrav Zera. Afilu tema yeshir lamayim vikli shor se mekashim lo das. You can say both things are really, the halacha is that really there is a shir lamayim, and here you're doing more, so it shouldn't be mekudesh. Also, you have to have das. So really, even with mekadeshes, you could bring the water. Even with kelim mekadeshes, you bring the water, and even a kelim mekadeshes. So why don't we? That someone will say that this water was really drawn for kiddush daim raglayim, and therefore there's definitely no shear for that, and it's also mekadesh because you did it medas. Maybe people will say. So even if you hold the yeshir l'mayim, so everyone knows it's not for nisach l'mayim because it's too much. But people will think it's for kiddush daim raglayim, and also they'll think that you did it medas. Now, are you going to ask me, what are you talking about kiddush daim raglayim? Kiddush daim raglayim is from the kir, not from a cup of water from the shaloyach. So Rashi answers that the Kohen Gadol, it's a machlekes, it's dafkim kippur, even all year round, there's an option that he used to wash his hands and feet from a kita in shalzav, a little bucket of zav, a gold pail. And so here, and we know that kiddush daim raglayim has to be from water that's mekudesh. So here, people will think you mekadesh it for kiddush daim raglayim, and it went overnight. And you see, psolina is not a problem by stuff that's mekudeshes. Therefore, the people shouldn't think there's no psolina. We say, never use a keli mekudeshes for the water, even though you hold that it needs shir l'mayim, but people will think it's kiddush daim raglayim, they'll think that on water there's no psol lina. And send the Mishnah further, nishpachoy nisgalsa, if the water got spilled out or it got uncovered, so it's psol water, you have to take water from the kir. What's the problem if it was Nesgalsa, if it was uncovered? So worried a snake might have came and put his poison into the water. What's the problem? Just cover the water. This water is not Mekudosh, so it's not Shalina. I Nesgalsa. So now, if it was left uncovered, so put it through a Mesananes, put it through a sifter, like a cloth that will catch any of the venom, any of the poison, and this way you'll purify the water. Zaktimara. Now the Mishnah says it's not allowed. Leim esis nalek ram nechemia. A Mishnah nalek ram nechemia. Time into the brayza. Misanenas yeshva mishum gilu. Tanakama holds even by misanenas. Even if you use a sifter, a strainer is the right word. Even if you use a strainer, yeshva mishum gilu. There's still a gilu. Why? Like Rashi explains in Masechta Baba Kama that the Rabbanan hold that the poison will go even through the strainer. The poison will get through the strainer, so it doesn't help. But Rav Nechemya argues, Rav Nechemya, Emesai b'zman sh'tachtayinu v'gula. Avzman sh'tachtayinu v'chusa, api sh'yayinu v'gula, ein v'am sh'um gilu. B'pnei, she'eres nachash d'aymu l'sfug, tzofayim v'n v'kayma. And we'll explain, it means like this, that if you have two kelim, and the top keli is uncovered, but the bottom keli has a strainer. And when the wine goes into the top keli, it goes through the strainer to the bottom keli. So Rav Nechemya says that you have a strainer, you don't not worry about gilui. Why? But pnei she'eres nachash, the poison of a snake, doimer l'svug, it's like a sponge, and sofa oimen v'kaimai, it floats on top of the strainer, it won't go through a strainer. So what do you see? Rav Nechemya holds that there's no problem of gilui, no problem of poison when you have a strainer. So we have an eitz over here. We have here water left uncovered overnight. It's a big deal. Just pour it through a strainer, and therefore it will be kosher to use for nisach hamayim because it will strain out the poison. And that the Mishnah does not give that eitzah as a raya. We don't hold it like Rav Nechemya. We hold it there at bottom. So the word no. I feel the time Rav Nechemya. I feel like Rav Nechemya. I am with Rav Nechemya. I had it. When did Rav Nechemya say that you're allowed to do mesananes in order to drink the water only for a hedit? Avala gavaya mi amar. For Gavoya, for Kosh Baruch Hu, you wouldn't do that. V'lester Rav Nechemya hakrivu no l'pchasecha yirtzcha yisuf v'necham Hashem tzvakos, that Navi Malachi gives Musar to Klal Yisrael, you think you're going to give, would you give such a drink to your sar, to your king? You'd now you give it to the Melech Malachi Hamlachim? Even if it's a good, it works. You don't serve legavaya sifted, strained water that had poison and then you strained it. That's not covered to give. And therefore, even if you hold that for hedit, it works, but legavaya would not be kosher. Would not be kosher because it's not covered to give it legavaya such a drink. Hadrin Allah, Luvarava. For those willing in Edda, for those that finished it. We finished the parak, and I want to start the last parak. Mitzvah Shem, we're starting the last parak of Masechta Sukkah. Look at the Mishnah. Hacholil Chamisha Veshisha. It says, we had it in the Mishnah in Lulav Arava, being Lulav Arava, that the Cholil, which is the flutes, which they played by the Simchas Beis Sheva, that was either 5 days or 6 days. Because we know that there are 6 days of Chol HaMoed, in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Lash, we lose one day because we make Yom Tov Sheni, but there are 6 days of Chol HaMoed. If you get to make a Simchas Beis Sheva every single day, you get 6 days. But if one day Chol HaMoed lands up on Shabbos, they did not do the Simchas Beis Sheva. And the same thing on the first day Yom Tov, they never did Simchas Beis Sheva because they didn't want to play the flute on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Therefore, it's either 5 days or 6 days, depends when Shabbos lands. If Shabbos lands up the same day as Yom Tov, so you have a full 6 days of Chol HaMoed. If one of the days of Chol HaMoed is Shabbos, so you lose 2 days, the Yom Tov and the Chol HaMoed. Therefore, it's only 5 days of Sukkos that you play the flute. And this flute, Zeu HaCholol Shel Beis HaSheva, this is the flute that they played by the Simcha of Beis HaSheva, which Rashi explains, Kol Simcha Zu Ein Ela B'Shol Nisach HaMayim, Kedem HaFarash, the Gemara is going to say, V'Shaft HaMayim B'Sosan. The Simcha was because of the Nisach HaMayim. That's why we have special Simcha on Sukkos, because Nisach HaMayim. But the Rambam says, Livim Shah. The Rambam says that since the Torah says, V'Samachtem Lefnei Hashem Alikecha Shivas Yomim, you should be freilich, you should be happy in front of Hashem for 7 days. Therefore, that's the reason why we made the Simchas Beis HaSheva. Once we did the Simchas Sheva, we also celebrated the Nisach HaMayim. But the Iker Chiyav was because of Samachtam Fnei Hashem Alekechem. Now, Shezeu HaChol Shez Beis HaSheva, She'eni Doich Lois Shabbos, Lois Yomtev, not Doich Shabbos or Yomtev. I'm going to ask me a question. What exactly is wrong with playing a flute on Shabbos? Is there a Rabbanon? We know the reason why he now play an instrument on Shabbos and Yom Tov is because he might break it and come to fix it, which is only the Rabbanan Degadin. Shem is Saka and Klishir. So the question is, don't we learn that Ein Shavus Mikdash? We know Ein Shavus Mikdash. So Tyson the bottom asked this question. And he says, even though we pass Ein Shavus Mikdash, he says, here it's different, because here, it's only because of Simcha. What Tyson means to say is, it's not Tzarech Avoida. The only time you say Ein Shavus Mikdash, only when it's Tzarech Avoida. But just anything that's in the Beis Mikdash, you don't just say there's no Rabbanan in the Beis Mikdash. And therefore, even the Beis Mikdash, you can't play the Chal, because since it's not Tzarech Avoida, we don't apply the Klal of Ein Shavus Mikdash, and therefore it's Aser on Shabbos or Yom Tov.